A debate is raging in Jamaica about songs that glorify gun violence. And it's particularly relevant to Barbados, which has hosted several of these artists over the years, and where some see that as justification for supporting local artists following a similar path on the grounds that they are merely reflecting what is happening in society. Well, in Jamaica, the home of dancehall music, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has been getting stinging criticism from a slew of dancehall artists for saying this.
In as much as you are free to reflect what is happening in the society, you also have a duty to place it in context. That to take up the AK-47 and turn it in a man's head, that is not right. And though you have the protection of the Constitution to sing about it, you also have a duty to the children who are listening to you to say, man, that is not right. And until the society comes to the understanding that all forms of violence is wrong, but we are not there yet. Because as I speak today, I'm expecting the headlines tomorrow. Leave this one alone. Leave that alone. Go talk about something else.
It's not the first time the Jamaican leader has spoken out on the matter.
You know, our music has been such a powerful tool, not just for Jamaica, but for the world. It is a means of liberation. It elevated us in the eyes of the world. Other nations took our music, and it has become anthems for progressive thinking right across the world, for freedom and resistance. And we embrace it as our culture. But in the last few decades, our music has been overtaken by violence. And I want to point it out here because Chronix came and he sang, and not one of his lyrics had anything to do about violence. He's one of my favorite artists. I listen to him all the time. We, by what we're producing, we are devaluing our culture, which is a very important asset for our economic development. So we're not just seeking to focus on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We also see that there is serious work that needs to be done in our creative industries to ensure that we can produce works of art and music that are edifying and uplifting.
Critics accuse Prime Minister Holness of hypocrisy. For example, they point to his use of dub plates during last year's general election campaign, which were voiced personally for him by artists who are known for spitting violent lyrics with impunity. Holness said at the time that most of the dub plates were not commissioned by politicians, but that several of the artists voiced the campaign songs of their own accord and approached his party. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.